Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1. Listen back on the RTÉ Radio app.
Now, the race for the Republican nomination for President of the United States kicks off today with a series of caucuses in the state of Iowa, where they're holding the first of single state votes to select the party's candidate. John Nichols is National Affairs Correspondent from The Nation magazine. He joins us now from Dubuque, Iowa. And also on the line is Greg Swenson, who's Chair of Republicans Overseas UK. You're both very welcome to the programme this evening. John, we can't obviously discuss this without discussing the weather. Apparently, it's just not allowed. And it isn't ideal, is it, in terms of the conditions there today?
It is really cold. I would be a little frightened even to describe it to people in Ireland. But if you know the Fahrenheit scale, right now in Dubuque, the temperature is roughly one below zero. And with the wind chill, it's about 20 below zero. So that means that if you go outside for more than a couple minutes, your skin starts to freeze.
Okay. So how do you think that is going to affect the outcome of the caucuses?
Well, one thing to understand about Iowa is that this is relatively normal weather for winter in Iowa. A little bit colder than usual. It will be the coldest caucus in history. They've never had temperatures this low for a caucus. So it may have some impact. But one thing to understand is that Iowans are very proud of their caucuses, and so they're likely to turn up, and I think in pretty good numbers. And the older Iowans, people who have been around for a long time, take a great deal of pride in knowing how to get out in the cold and, you know, dress up the right way and do what they got to do. A lot of the older Iowans are pretty enthusiastic for Donald Trump, and so the cold weather might actually even benefit Trump a little bit.
Would you agree with that, Greg, or would that be your expectation, or do you have any sense of which voters are likely to be turned off, if any, by the cold weather?
Yeah, I guess the question is, if any, you know, because they are tough people in Iowa, and I think they're used to cold. Maybe, again, as John pointed out, not this cold, but I think if anybody could be affected, it would be Nikki Haley, because the enthusiasm for Trump, as John pointed out, you know, Trump's polling in the 80s in terms of enthusiasm. DeSantis is in the 70s. So voters are very enthusiastic. They're supporters for them. They're voting for them, not for their opponent, whereas Nikki Haley's enthusiasm is below 50. So, you know, there's a lot of never Trumpers that are supporting Nikki Haley. There's a lot of independents. So you might, I would think that if anybody is affected by the weather, it would be Nikki Haley.
And if she is the most affected, Greg, and if she comes in third, then as a result, how important or not is that, do you think, for her general prospects in this campaign?
I think it's really important. Granted, she's doing really well in New Hampshire, so that's the state she's really focused on. And I'm quite sure no matter what happens tonight, she'll stay in through New Hampshire. But Iowa's all about momentum. So, you know, she's polling. The last Des Moines Register poll had Nikki Haley at 20, Ron DeSantis at 16. So expectations are low for Governor DeSantis. I'm supporting him, you know, full disclosure. I like him. But, you know, if he comes out of this in the high 20s, low 30s, that's a big win. And also if he polls, you know, if he comes in at 16 or around 16, I think, you know, that's really bad news for him. So it's the same thing with Mrs. Haley. I think, or Governor Haley, she needs to come in. She needs to outperform her polling numbers, which is 20. So that's what it's all about with Iowa. It's momentum. It's overachieving or underachieving versus expectations. And then, you know, that brings some momentum into New Hampshire, or lack thereof.
And can I ask you, why is it that you're supporting DeSantis, and what do you think about Donald Trump, given he's the clear favorite?
Oh, he's clearly the favorite now. And look, I think Governor DeSantis has a much better record as a conservative. So he's got the conservative credentials. He's much more disciplined than President Trump. So I think he'd be a better president. But he's really faced a big challenge with these indictments. You know, they were basically tied last March or April. CNN had DeSantis up 2 points. But as soon as Alvin Bragg came in with the indictments and the subsequent 3 indictments, it really propelled Trump's numbers. You know, he went from 45 to 60. you know, after Alvin Bragg. That's 15 points of resentment from voters that had, most of whom had been supporting DeSantis. So it's been a real challenge for the governor. But I do, again, I think he'd be a better president and has a great, great record in Florida.
John, what do you think of that, that Donald Trump is being propelled forward by the indictments?
There's absolutely no question. Donald Trump is really the center of gravity in Republican politics in America right now, whether you like him or not. And what that means is that he's the guy that gets talked about more than anyone else. Now, a lot of that talk is negative. You're talking about indictments, you're talking about scandals. But the fact of the matter is that for an awfully lot of Republicans, the conversation begins and ends with Donald Trump. And many of them feel that he's a victim of all these indictments. I don't happen to agree with that, but that's what they feel. And so, yes, you have seen him go to a very high point in the polls. In most Iowa polling, he is shown running over 50%. And I think that's the way to analyze some of what's going on in Iowa at this point. If Trump falls below 50%, that will be read by some folks and many folks as a show of at least some weakness, not terrible weakness, but some. On the other hand, I think the person, let's put it this way. If Ron DeSantis finishes third in Iowa after having gone to all 99 counties in Iowa, after basically moving to Iowa and working the state for the last year, if he finishes third, it will be very, very hard for him to go on from this state because he doesn't have much of a, he doesn't look that strong in South Carolina. So a third place finish for DeSantis could be really rough. By the same token, if Haley gets a third place finish, she can still go to New Hampshire. She's got that. So in many ways, what I would suggest to you is there's two things we're looking at in New Hampshire. One, does Trump get above 50%? If he does, that's a very good sign for him. And then second, who finishes behind Trump? Who's the second place finisher?
Okay.
If DeSantis finishes a strong second, he's got a good chance to go on.
Okay, really interesting analysis from both of you. And thank you very much for joining us. We'll be all watching it very, very closely. That's John Nichols and Greg Swenson.